So it's Sunday the 4th, and I've just done a 10k in Park and Mosley, and then guided by Sarah. So I'm here with Sarah, who was kind enough to guide me today. So the message was put on the Facebook page, wasn't it, Sarah?
Can't find the volume on that. Because that's all you'll hear.
Probably. Oh, well, I found it. So what was it like guiding? Was it, apart from the bits where I shouted at you?
Oh, I was really nervous beforehand, but once we started running, you didn't show me you were nervous. It was really good fun. I really enjoyed it. It's nice to have a company. And you see the park in a completely different way when you're thinking about what might be an obstacle or where you have to turn or what's underfoot. I'm very glad that I had skated around the park before, because it made me much more aware of what was underfoot than if I'd just run, because you have to be quite aware. I enjoyed it.
And what park are we in? What's it called?
We're in Cannon Hill Park. It's near the cricket ground in Winchbeston.
And can you describe the run briefly? Kind of there and back, didn't
we? It's two loops with a couple of added bits. So we start off at the conductive education building and go down a hill, and then do a lap of the park. Go out the park by the nature centre along the road, and then you go along by a big field, turn round. That was the most difficult bit, I think, the turning round, and there was a bridge, and we had to go over the Humpback Bridge a couple of times. And then you do another loop going by the tea rooms.
Which were closed.
We went by them three times in total.
And you said the park filled up with people, didn't it, as we...
Yeah, it started to get busier with a few dog walkers to start off with, and then later on a few more people with children. Oh, the taxi's arrived.
And there we are. So bye for now.
Bye.
So I'm on the train to London. Because the 12:03 from New Street was going to take 3 hours to Leeds, instead of the usual two. The taxi was £6 to the station, which I thought was okay. I had a coffee and a slice of chocolate cake after the race. So on I go. I've not treated myself to the upgrade today, because I did that yesterday and it wasn't worth £15 for one drink of tea, two mini cans of Pepsi, and the snack box. Plus, I've got my packet of crisps and a bit of fudge from the race goodie bag. And there's also a medal. And I've got two bananas. So, no need to waste the £15. So there we are. So the train guard had to take me to the Marie Louise, because they said they only had three bogies. Basically, there was no one to help me. And now signing the Marie Louise. I've ordered a New Yorker, which is chicken, bacon, and cheese. And I've got lime squash. So now just waiting. And Katie's arrived. So the lady kindly read me all the those burgers. They have pies. The nicest pie that was minted lamb, but I didn't have that. And they have some pasta dishes. Mine would cost £7.50.